Hello, everybody. I'm Professor Brendan McCormack, and I'm the Council of Deans of Health Executive Member for Research, and I'm also Head of the Divisions of Nursing, Occupational Therapy and Art Therapies at Queen Margaret University in Edinburgh. And it's my pleasure to be hosting this podcast on behalf of the Council's February Research Month, where we're focusing on all aspects to do with nursing, midwifery and allied health professions research. And it's my pleasure today to be in conversation with Dr. Shannon Zenk, who is the director of the National Institute of Nursing Research in the USA. And we're going to be in conversation about all things nursing research. And kick off our conversation, I'm going to ask Dr. Zenk to just give a short introduction of her and her role. So Dr. Zenk, over to you.
Thank you. And it's a pleasure to join you today. Yes, I'm the director of the National Institute of Nursing Research here in the US, and I started my role in September of 2020. So I've been in this position for about the past 5 months. So it's a pleasure to join you today.
So you joined right in the middle of COVID happening then?
I did. An exciting time to join NIH, but really I've been so amazed at the commitment of NIH staff and specifically those at NINR and their commitment to advancing nursing research. So it's been an honor.
Yeah, wow. Fascinating time. So we're really interested in actually looking at the way NINR works in the US. And here in the UK, we have never had that model as part of our research landscape and research funding landscape. So it's always of interest to us the way the NINR model works within the National Institute of Health, and it'd be really great for you to be able to tell us some about that. So I was wondering if you could kick off by telling us a bit about how the funding landscape for nursing research has changed in the US, perhaps in relation to NINR coming on board, but generally how that landscape is evolving.
Nursing research has been funded at NINR for 35 years, and we are the largest supporter of nursing science in the US government. Before the establishment of NINR, there was a small level of NIH funding that went to nursing science, but really no focused effort to support nursing research. So nursing research funding is still, however, you know, a relatively small portion of the larger biomedical research enterprise. As a field, we encounter the same types of funding challenges that all areas of biomedical research experience. So when we take inflation into account, funding for biomedical research has been relatively flat in the United States for some time, aside from COVID-related efforts supported over the past year.
And how has that landscape changed over 35 years, do you think? I mean, has the, although the funding may have remained flat, has the kind of emphasis shifted? Has the status of nursing research within that grown and developed because of it, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think NINR has, you know, some tremendous accomplishments across a variety of areas. Symptom science research, for sure, end of life and palliative care research. We can think more broadly around wellness. So there's really been some, you know, amazing science produced by NINR over time. And, you know, I think we're at a point in our history where we want to look forward, look at the current landscape scientifically, as well as what's happening in the world, and think about how we should respond to that landscape in terms of our research priorities moving forward. So that's part of what we're going to be doing over the next year.
Yeah, fantastic. And I guess the next question kind of links to that, really, which is what you see as the key enablers to increasing research capacity and promoting the role of nursing research.
Increasing research capacity is a challenge, and we have been examining this issue given the numbers of nurses pursuing and completing a PhD remain low overall. Improving these numbers in the US is going to require a joint effort on the part not only of NINR, but also academia and nursing organizations to really get the message out about the importance of research and to engage younger students so that they may become interested in pursuing a PhD and career in research. Mm-hmm. To examine the issue of increasing research capacity, NINR established a working group under our broader advisory council last year that we call the Pathways Committee. And the purpose of this committee was providing us with information and recommendations that identify the many factors that impact someone's decision to pursue a career in nursing research. And the limitations, strengths, challenges, and opportunities for NINR to consider when we're determining a path forward. So we're currently looking at the recommendations that came out of the Pathways Committee report, but certainly to increase research capacity in our trainees, we think there needs to be exceptional methodological preparation. We think interdisciplinary training and mentoring is essential. We're also thinking about the importance of developing skills in team science and having nursing students, pre-doctoral and post-doctoral, get as much hands-on research experience as possible.
Okay.
Regarding promoting the role of nursing research, certainly in our situation today with COVID-19, there's renewed appreciation for the vital role of nurses in healthcare. Nursing has long been at or near the top of the most trusted professions in the United States, and the increased awareness brought on by COVID is a good opportunity to stress the importance of nursing science. Mm-hmm. Nurses have long understood that supporting people to promote their health, to restore their health, really means addressing health needs at multiple levels: physical, emotional, social, and economic, as well as creating favorable environments, systems, and policy. So we think that this holistic perspective ideally positions nursing science to bridge biomedical science and healthcare provision with the realities of people's lives and their living conditions, or these broader social determinants of health. Mm.
Interesting. Well, so that sounds like a huge program of work that the NIR is taking on in relation to capacity building. Is your focus at doctoral and postdoctoral level, or are you also exploring the kind of pre-registration level, the undergraduate master's level in terms of preparation? One of the things that we have been doing some work here at the Council of Deans on is about the place of research within our undergraduate programs and the rigor of the methodological developments that students go through. And I'm wondering if that's something that you have picked up in that pathway work about the importance of, in a sense, enticing and training undergraduate nursing students in excellence in research as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting to hear what you're thinking about and doing there. We have mostly focused on PhD students and postdoctoral level researchers. In the US in general, there is a push in terms of increasing the pathway to a PhD to create, for example, more bachelor's or BSN to PhD programs in the US. So that certainly is taking place more generally. And you know, individuals who are in those programs are considered eligible for pre-doctoral support. So we do support it indirectly, but we're looking at where we can be most effective in general. And I'd say all options are on the table in terms of how to best increase the a diverse biomedical and nursing research workforce. So we're open to ideas and learning from you as well.
Yeah, that sounds fascinating. And I guess the focus on postdoctoral work is also really significant. It's a particular problem here in the UK, and I'm hearing you say it's an issue as well in the US in relation to that career pathway. Is that fair?
Yes, definitely. It is. We have challenges as well as opportunities at multiple steps in the career trajectory of nurse scientists. So the Pathways Committee did look at this as well, and we're reviewing their recommendations in the area of postdoctoral training as well. But we do have, you know, a variety of training programs at various steps in the career pathway, including postdoctoral. And at the same time, we know there are barriers to pursuing a postdoctoral training, and we need to really think about how we can help overcome those barriers.
Okay. And in terms of early career researchers, what are the particular barriers in a sense that prevent postdoctoral researchers from being able to move through that early research career in the US? Are there particular challenges that they face?
Certainly training slots, right, in programs. Right. I mean, we do invest a lot in training, including at the postdoctoral level, but we do want to make sure that there are enough training opportunities available for everyone who wants to pursue postdoctoral training. And then I think, you know, there are challenges related to the economics, right, of pursuing postdoctoral training. We know that many nurses pursuing a research career do that later in their careers in the U.S., and they often have very successful clinical practices. And so the trade-offs in terms of their ability to leave or reduce their time in clinical settings to invest in postdoctoral training can be challenging. And so we do need to think creatively about how we can best address those needs.
Right. And what role does the NINR play in that? I mean, are you able to help nurses in those early career stages to develop their careers and advance their careers?
At the postdoctoral training level, is that what you're wondering about? Yeah. I mean, we do have training programs. So for example, we have a variety of programs that fall under the National Research Service Awards, and that includes postdoctoral awards under that. So these do support developing scientists with a PhD who want to broaden their scientific background and extend their potential for research. So we do have opportunities there as well. Those are individual awards as well as institutional awards to support postdoctoral research training. And so, you know, we're certainly looking at whether we need to expand those opportunities. And, you know, to the extent we can, look at the funding models for those as well. Some of that is based on how the National Institutes of Health fund these type of awards. So we do work within that system in terms of what we can do.
Yes, interesting. And one of the areas, again, we're very interested in here is the combined careers of those nurses who are in clinical practice but also want to maintain an academic research or grow an academic research career. And wondered, how do you support nurses who want to combine clinical academic careers? Do you have particular funding streams? What about their employment status? Do you kind of support and enable that to happen?
NINR and NIH do support many academic nurse investigators who combine their practice with research. And really, we think it's that combination that makes nursing science so valuable, that ability to take observations from clinical or population-focused practice to come up with research questions important to real people, and that ability to understand the implications of one's research for practice and policy. As a federal agency charged with supporting biomedical and health research, our focus has always been and really will continue to be on training and supporting those with research degrees who have the background to lead and conduct rigorous and innovative programs of science. Moving forward, we're also considering new ways to encourage partnerships between those with research degrees and those with practice-focused degrees. And so we're looking forward to thinking about that more.
Does that mean that you would be able to sustain more of those clinical investigators in practice? Would that be the kind of intention of that development?
Well, we do really believe that research and practice should be talked about in the same breath, right? It's really important, right? And really a strength of nursing that we do have that practice-based experience as well as perspective in terms of the meaning and the implications of our research. And so, yeah, I think we're open to thinking creatively about how we do this to really maintain and strengthen that link between practice and research. And so, yeah, I really look forward to thinking more about what that means for us as we move forward.
Yes, I think it's really interesting for us to hear about that very strong kind of integrated approach to practice and research, and particularly to hear you say, you know, we should think about practice and research in the same breath. I think that's something we all concur with, but actually struggle at times to find the models that really work for us in terms of sustaining those careers. So coming to the end of our time, I was saying to you informally as we were starting that in the UK we have had this kind of, I think over many years, debate about the need for an NINR in equivalent in the UK or not, and we kind of revisit this argument on various occasions in various ways as a nursing community. So I'd be interested in hearing your final kind of messages to us in terms of what the benefits are to this and what the pitfalls might be, and any nuggets or gems of wisdom you'd like to share with us to encourage us on our way with this particular debate.
Yeah, it's a great question. At NINR, a factor that has contributed to the success of nursing research funding has been the fantastic support we receive from the nursing science community, who have really made their voices heard over time. They were a major force in getting NINR established 35 years ago. And so that support of the nursing science community, as well as the partnerships that were built with other stakeholders to advance nursing science and support the inclusion of nursing research at the table of biomedical research more generally, was really important. So I think an important lesson that can be drawn from NINR's experience is that grassroots efforts can be very successful. We saw it happen here in the US. And we think that if you feel strongly about supporting nursing science, policymakers need to know that. And so I encourage, from our experience, we found partnerships, coalitions, and really reaching out to policymakers to make your voice heard and express support for nursing science was important here, and hopefully it would be there as well.
Great. Well, a really, really important message about nursing science having that equal place at the policy table, I guess, is the key position there, which I think is something we would all equally consider to be so important. So thank you. I think that's a really important message for us to end with. I did want to end just lastly, just maybe personalizing it more to you, Dr. Zeng, because I know that you've got a background in public health and environmental research. And I was interested, given the time that we're in at the moment, what your thoughts are about where nursing could make the greatest contribution to that agenda, given COVID-19 and the pandemic, and your own personal interests around public health and environmental health and those areas.
Oh, thank you for asking that. I mean, I think we're in an important moment for a lot of reasons, including that we're really seeing the need to bridge biomedical science and healthcare provision with people's lives. We need solutions that work within the context of people's lives. We need solutions that can bridge healthcare and community approaches. You know, we need to identify ways to translate those into public health interventions and that people will accept and that will solve problems. And so I think we're in this key moment in terms of really recognizing the importance of bridging healthcare and public health and to really advance population health, to eliminate health inequities. It's really important to do this. And so I hope that my perspective as a nurse, importantly, but also as one with a population health background, can serve well in this landscape to move nursing research forward.
Fantastic. It sounds like a brilliant agenda. And sounds really valuable and really, I guess, in some ways, really demonstrates the importance and significance of nurse scientists being in that space and doing that bridging, as you say, and for the benefit of persons' lives. So that's a really powerful agenda. So thank you very much for contributing to our podcast. We're really delighted that you were able to give your time today to talk to us about the NINR and nursing research in the US. I think there's many valuable lessons that we can learn from it. And I think you've given us some really great key messages to take forward in relation to our own confidence in establishing nursing science in the way that you have described. So thank you very much, Dr. Zeng, for sharing this time with me. And we look forward to maybe one day seeing you in person here in the UK.
Thank you so much for having me. And I hope we can do this again. Thank you.
Thank you.